During a windstorm, one may pray.
اللهم إني أسألك خيرها وأعوذ بك من شرها.
O Allah, I ask you for its goodness, and I take refuge with you from its evil. During a windstorm, one may pray.
اللهم إني أسألك خيرها وخير ما فيها وخير ما أرسلت به وأعوذ بك من شرها وشر ما فيها وشر ما أرسلت به.
O Allah, I ask you for its goodness, the good within it, and the good it was sent with, and I take refuge with you from its evil, the evil within it, and from the evil it was sent with. Supplication upon hearing thunder. When Abdullah ibn Zubayr, may Allah be pleased with him, used to hear thunder, he would stop talking and say,
سبحان الذي يسبح الرعد بحمده والملائكة من خيفته.
How perfect he is, whom the thunder declares his perfection with his praise, as do the angels out of fear of him. The supplication for rain.
اللهم أسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريعا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل.
O Allah, send upon us helpful, wholesome, and healthy rain, beneficial, not harmful rain, now, not later. The supplication for rain.
اللهم أغثنا اللهم أغثنا اللهم أغثنا.
O Allah, relieve us. O Allah, relieve us. O Allah, relieve us. The supplication for rain.
اللهم اسق عبادك وبهائمك وانشر رحمتك وأحي بلدك الميت.
O Allah, provide water for your servants and your cattle. Spread out your mercy and resurrect your dead land. When it rains, one may supplicate.
اللهم صيبا نافعا.
O Allah, may it be a beneficial rain cloud. After rainfall, one may say,
مطرنا بفضل الله ورحمته.
We have been given rain by the grace and mercy of Allah. To ask for clear skies, one may supplicate,
اللهم حوالينا ولا علينا. اللهم على الآكام والضراب وبطون الأودية ومنابت الشجر.
O Allah, let the rain fall around us and not upon us. O Allah, on the pastures, hills, valleys, and the roots of trees. Upon sighting the crescent moon, one may say,
Allahu Akbar. اللهم أهله علينا بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام والتوفيق لما تحب وترضى ربنا وربك الله.
Allah is the greatest. O Allah, let the crescent loom above us in safety, faith, peace, and Islam, and in agreement with all that you love and pleases you. Our Lord and your Lord is Allah. Upon breaking fast, one may say,
ذهب الظمأ وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله.
The thirst has gone, and the veins are quenched, and reward is confirmed if Allah wills. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As related that the Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, said, Indeed, the fasting person has at the time of breaking fast a supplication which is not rejected. Ibn Abi Mulaika said, I heard Abdullah ibn Umar say when he broke his fast,
اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء أن تغفر لي.
O Allah, I ask you by your mercy, which envelops all things, that you forgive me. It is reported that when one is prepared to eat, one should say,
Bismillah.
In the name of Allah. And if you forget to say it before starting, then when you remember, you should say,
Bismillah fi awwalihi wa akhirih.
In the name of Allah, in its beginning and end. It is also reported, whomever Allah feeds should say,
Allahumma barik lana fihi wa at'imna khayran minhu.
O Allah, bless it for us and feed us better than it. And whomever Allah gives milk to drink should say,
Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minhu.
O Allah, bless it for us and give us more of it. Upon completing the meal, one may say,
Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqani min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa.
All praise is for Allah who fed me this and provided it for me without any might nor power from myself. Upon completing the meal, one may say,
الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه غير مكفي ولا مودع ولا مستغنى عنه ربنا.
Allah be praised with an abundant, beautiful, blessed praise, a never-ending praise, a praise which we will never bid farewell to, and an indispensable praise. He is our Lord. Another understanding of the wording of this supplication is rendered, Allah be praised with an abundant, beautiful, blessed praise. He is the one who is sufficient, feeds and is not fed, the one who is longed for, along with that which is with him, and the one who is needed. He is our Lord. The guest may supplicate for the host.
اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم.
O Allah, bless for them that which you have provided them. Forgive them and have mercy upon them. Supplication said to one offering a drink or to one who intended to do that.
اللهم أطعم من أطعمني واسق من سقاني.
O Allah, feed him who fed me, and provide with drink him who provided me with drink. When breaking fast in someone's home, one may supplicate,
أفطر عندكم الصائمون وأكل طعامكم الأبرار وصلت عليكم الملائكة.
May the fasting break their fast in your home, and may the dutiful and pious eat your food, and may the angels send prayers upon you. It is also reported that if you are invited to a meal, then you should respond. If you happen to be fasting, then supplicate for those present, and if you are not fasting, then eat of the food offered to you. Upon seeing the early or premature fruit, one may supplicate,
اللهم بارك لنا في ثمرنا وبارك لنا في مدينتنا وبارك لنا في صاعنا وبارك لنا في مدنا.
O Allah, bless our fruit for us. Bless our town for us. Bless our sa' for us, and bless our mud for us. A sa' is equivalent to 4 muds, and a mud is equivalent to a dry measure of an average man's 2 palms full. Supplication said when one sneezes, it is reported that when one sneezes, he should say,
Alhamdulillah.
All praise is for Allah. And his brother or companion should say to him,
Yarhamukallah.
May Allah have mercy upon you. And the one who sneezed replies back,
Yahdikumullah wa yuslihu balakum.
May Allah guide you and rectify your condition. Supplication said to the newlywed.
بارك الله لك وبارك عليك وجمع بينكما في خير.
May Allah bless for you and bless you, and may He unite both of you in goodness. The groom's supplication on the wedding night, or when buying an animal. It is reported, when you marry a woman or buy a maid servant, you should say,
اللهم إني أسألك خيرها وخير ما جبلتها علي وأعوذ بك من شرها وشر ما جبلتها علي.
O Allah, I ask you for the goodness within her and the goodness that you have made her inclined towards. And I take refuge with you from the evil within her and the evil that you have made her inclined towards. And if you buy a camel, then you should take hold of its hump and say likewise. Supplication before sexual intercourse.
Bismillah. Allahumma jannibna ash-shaytan wa jannib ash-shaytan ma razaqtana.
In the name of Allah. O Allah, keep the devil away from us and keep the devil away from what you have blessed us with. When angry, one should say,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
I take refuge with Allah from the accursed devil. Upon seeing someone in trial or tribulation, one may supplicate to oneself,
الحمد لله الذي عافاني مما ابتلاك به وفضلني على كثير ممن خلق تفضيلا.
All praise is for Allah, who saved me from that which He tested you with, and who most certainly favored me over much of His creation. This is not to be said directly to the one in trial or tribulation. It is reported that Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, it would be counted that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say 100 times at any one sitting before getting up,
رب اغفر لي وتب علي إنك أنت التواب الغفور.
O my Lord, forgive me and turn towards me to accept my repentance. Verily, you are the oft returning, the oft forgiving. Supplication for the expiation of sins at the conclusion of a sitting or gathering.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
How perfect you are, O Allah, and I praise you. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except you. I seek your forgiveness and turn to you in repentance. Supplication said to one who does you a favor. It is reported, if someone does you a favor, and you say,
جزاك الله خيرا,
may Allah reward you with goodness, then you have indeed excelled in praising Him. Protection from the Dajjal. It is reported, whoever memorizes the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf will be protected from Dajjal. One should also seek refuge with Allah from the tribulations of the Dajjal after the last tashahhud in prayer. Supplication said to one who pronounces his love for you for Allah's sake. You may reply,
أحبك الذي أحببتني له.
May He for whom you have loved me love you. Supplication said to one who has offered you some of his wealth. You may reply,
بارك الله لك في أهلك ومالك.
May Allah bless for you, your family, and wealth. Supplication said to the debtor when his debt is settled.
بارك الله لك في أهلك ومالك. إنما جزاء السلف الحمد والأداء.
May Allah bless for you, your family, and wealth. Surely, commendation and payment are the reward for a loan. Supplication for fear of shirk.
اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أشرك بك وأنا أعلم وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم.
O Allah, I take refuge in you, lest I should commit shirk with you knowingly, and I seek your forgiveness for what I do unknowingly. The meaning of shirk is to associate others with Allah in those things which are specific to Him. Forbiddance of ascribing things to omens.
اللهم لا طير إلا طيرك ولا خير إلا خيرك ولا إله غيرك.
O Allah, there is no omen, but there is reliance on you. There is no good except your good, and none has the right to be worshipped except you. This supplication is used whenever one initially thinks a casual event or occurrence to foretell good or evil, using it as a basis to determine which action he should undertake. But he then denounces such a link, relies on Allah, and then says this supplication as an expiation for this act, since it falls under the category of shirk. Supplication said when mounting an animal or any means of transport.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, subhan alladhi sakhkhar lana hadha wama kunna lahu muqrinin, wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الحمد لله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت.
In the name of Allah, and all praise is for Allah. How perfect He is, the one who has placed this transport at our service. And we ourselves would not have been capable of that. And to our Lord is our final destiny. All praise is for Allah. All praise is for Allah. All praise is for Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. How perfect you are, O Allah! Verily I have wronged my soul, so forgive me. For surely none can forgive sins except you. Supplication for travel.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanalladhi sakhkhara lana hadha wama kunna lahu muqrinin. Wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. اللهم إنا نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى. اللهم هون علينا سفرنا هذا واطوي عنا بعده. اللهم أنت الصاحب في السفر والخليفة في الأهل. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من وعثاء السفر وكآبة المنظر وسوء المنقلب في المال والأهل.
Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. How perfect He is, the one who has placed this transport at our service. And we ourselves would not have been capable of that. And to our Lord is our final destiny. O Allah, we ask You for the birr and taqwa in this journey of ours. And we ask You for deeds which please You, O Allah, facilitate our journey, and let us cover its distance quickly. O Allah, you are the companion on the journey, and the successor over the family. O Allah, I take refuge with you from the difficulties of travel, from having a change of hearts, and being in a bad predicament, and I take refuge in you from an ill-fated outcome with wealth and family. The terms birr and taqwa are two comprehensive terms which individually refer to all good actions and obedience, such as performing the commanded actions and avoiding the prohibited actions. When combined together, birr refers to doing those actions which have been commanded, and taqwa refers to avoiding those actions which have been prohibited. Upon returning from the journey, the same supplication is recited with the following addition.
آيبون تائبون عابدون لربنا حامدون.
We return, repent, worship, and praise our Lord. Supplication upon entering a town or village or so on.
اللهم رب السماوات السبع وما أضلل ورب الأراضين السبع وما أقلل ورب الشياطين وما أضلل ورب الرياح وما ذرين أسألك خير هذه القرية وخير أهلها وخير ما فيها وأعوذ بك من شرها وشر أهلها وشر ما فيها.
O Allah, Lord of the seven heavens and all that they envelop, Lord of the seven earths and all that they carry, Lord of the devils and all whom they misguide, Lord of the winds and all whom they whisk away. I ask you for the goodness of this village, the goodness of its inhabitants, and for all the goodness found within it. And I take refuge with you from the evil of this village, the evil of its inhabitants, and from all the evil found within it. When entering the market, one should say,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise. He gives life and causes death, and He is living and does not die. In His hand is all good, and He is over all things omnipotent. Supplication for when the mounted animal or means of transport stumbles. One should say,
Bismillah.
In the name of Allah. Supplication of the traveler for the resident.
أستودعكم الله الذي لا تضيع ودائعه.
I place you in the trust of Allah, whose trust is never misplaced. Supplication of the resident for the traveler.
أستودع الله دينك وأمانتك وخواتيم عملك.
I place your religion, your faithfulness, and the ends of your deeds in the trust of Allah. Supplication of the resident for the traveler.
زودك الله التقوى وغفر ذنبك ويسر لك الخير حيثما كنت.
May Allah endow you with taqwa, forgive your sins, and facilitate all good for you wherever you be. Remembrance while ascending or descending. Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, said, while ascending, we would say,
Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest. And when descending, we would say,
Subhanallah.
How perfect Allah is. Prayer of the Traveler as Dawn Approaches.
سمع سامع بحمد الله وحسن بلائه علينا ربنا صاحبنا وأفضل علينا عائذا بالله من النار.
May a witness be witness to our praise of Allah for His favors and bounties upon us. Our Lord, protect us, show favor on us, and deliver us from every evil. I take refuge in Allah from the fire. When stopping or lodging somewhere, one may say,
أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق.
I take refuge in Allah's perfect words from the evil that He has created. While returning from travel, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on return from a battle or from performing the pilgrimage, would say at every high point,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. And then he would say,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير آيبون تائبون عابدون لربنا حامدون صدق الله وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things omnipotent. We return, repent, worship, and praise our Lord. Allah fulfilled His promise, aided His servant, and single-handedly defeated the allies. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to receive pleasant news, he would say,
Alhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat.
All praise is for Allah, by whose favor good works are accomplished. And upon receiving displeasing news, he would say,
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
All praise is for Allah in all circumstances. Excellence of sending prayers upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, said, "Whoever sends a prayer upon me, Allah sends 10 upon him." He, may Allah exalt his mention, also said, "Do not take my grave as a place of habitual ceremony. Send prayers upon me, for verily your prayers reach me wherever you are." He, may Allah exalt his mention, also said, "A miser is one whom, when I am mentioned to him, fails to send prayers upon me." Excellence of spreading the Islamic greeting. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "You shall not enter paradise until you believe, and you shall not believe until you love one another. Shall I not inform you of something? If you were to act upon it, you will indeed achieve mutual love for one another. Spread the greeting amongst yourselves." Ammar, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "Three characteristics, whoever combines them has completed his faith: to be just, to spread greetings to all people, and to spend charitably out of the little you have." Abdullah ibn Amr, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that a man asked the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, "Which Islam is the best?" He, may Allah exalt his mention, replied, "Feed the poor, and greet those whom you know, as well as those whom you do not." Supplication said upon hearing a rooster crow or the braying of an ass. If you hear the crow of a rooster, ask Allah for his bounty, for it has seen an angel. And if you hear the braying of an ass, seek refuge in Allah, for it has seen a devil. Supplication upon hearing the barking of dogs at night. It has been reported, if you hear the barking of dogs or the braying of asses at night, seek refuge in Allah, for they see what you do not. Supplication said for one you have insulted.
اللهم فأيما مؤمن سببته فاجعل ذلك له قربة إليك يوم القيامة.
O Allah, to any believer whom I have insulted, let that be cause to draw him near to you on the day of resurrection. The etiquette of praising a fellow Muslim. The Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, said, if any one of you is impelled to praise his brother, then he should say, I deem so-and-so to be, and Allah is his reckoner, and I don't praise anyone, putting it forward in front of Allah's commendation. However, I assume him so-and-so, if he knows that of him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say between the Yemeni corner and the black stone,
ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار.
O our Lord, grant us the best in this life and the best in the next life, and protect us from the punishment of the fire. Supplication said when standing at Mount Safa and Mount Marwa. Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, said, when describing the Prophet's pilgrimage, may Allah exalt his mention, and when he approached Mount Safa, he recited,
إِنَّ الصَّفَا وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ.
Indeed, Safa and Marwa are from the places of worship of Allah.
أَبْدَأُ بِمَا بَدَأَ اللَّهُ بِهِ.
I begin with what Allah began with. So he started with Safa and climbed it until he could see the Kaaba. Then he faced it and said,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. And then he would say the following three times, making a personal supplication after each time.
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وعده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner. To him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and he is over all things omnipotent. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone. He fulfilled his promise, aided his servant, and single-handedly defeated the allies. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would repeat this action at Marwa. The Day of Arafah. It is reported on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to have said, the best of supplications is the supplication on the day of Arafah, and the best which I and the prophets before me have said is,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner. To him belongs all praise and sovereignty, and he is over all things omnipotent. At the sacred site, Al-Mash'ar al-Haram, Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, said, he, may Allah exalt his mention, rode Al-Qaswa until he reached Al-Mash'ar al-Haram. He then faced the Qibla, supplicated to Allah, and extolled his greatness and oneness. He stood until the sun shone, but left before it rose. When throwing each pebble at the Jamarat, the three stone areas at Mina during Hajj. Every time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam threw a pebble at any of the three Jamarat, he would say,
Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest. On completion of the first Jamara, he advanced a little, stood facing the Qibla, raised his hands and supplicated. He also did this after the second Jamara, but not the third. At the Black Stone, the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, circled the Kaaba on a camel. Every time he reached the Black Stone, he would point to it with his staff and say,
Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest. Supplication made against an enemy.
Allahumma munzil al-kitab, sari' al-hisab, ihzim al-ahzab. Allahumma ihzimhum wa zalzilhum.
O Allah, revealer of the book, swift at reckoning, defeat the confederates. O Allah, defeat them and convulse them. What to say when in fear of a people?
Allahumma kfinihim bima shi'at.
O Allah, protect me from them with what you choose. What to say at times of amazement and delight?
Subhanallah.
How perfect Allah is. And one may say,
Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest. What to do upon receiving pleasant news? It is reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would prostrate in gratitude to Allah, the Blessed and Most High, upon receiving news which pleased him or which caused pleasure. What to say and do when feeling some pain in the body? It is reported to place your hand at the site of the pain and say,
Bismillah.
In the name of Allah, three times. Then supplicate seven times.
أعوذ بالله وقدرته من شر ما أجد وأحاذر.
I take refuge in Allah and within His omnipotence from the evil that I feel and am wary of. What to say when in fear of afflicting something or someone with one's eye? It is reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you see something from your brother, yourself, or wealth which you find impressive, then invoke blessings for it, for the evil eye is indeed true. The evil eye is to look at something and be impressed with it, causing harm to befall it. This looking may or may not involve jealousy, and can occur unintentionally, or indeed be part of a person's nature. A person can even inflict harm on himself. From the supplications for the protection against the evil eye are to say, O Allah, send blessings upon him, or blessings upon it. Or to say, this is that which Allah has willed. There is no power except with Allah. Etiquette of retiring for the night. It is reported on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when night falls, meaning the sunset, restrain your children from going out, because at such time the devils spread about. After a period of time has passed, let them be. Shut your doors and mention Allah's name, for verily the devil does not open a shut door. Tie up your water skins and mention Allah's name. Cover your vessels with anything, and mention Allah's name, and put out your lamps. The Talbiyah, which is said at the time of pilgrimage.
لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
Here I am, O Allah, in response to your call. Here I am, here I am. You have no partner. Here I am. Verily, all praise, grace, and sovereignty belong to you. You have no partner. When startled, one may say,
La ilaha illallah.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah. If a non-Muslim praises Allah after sneezing, you may say,
يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم.
May Allah guide you and rectify your condition. When slaughtering or offering a sacrifice, one should say,
بسم الله والله أكبر. اللهم منك ولك. اللهم تقبل مني.
In the name of Allah, and Allah is the greatest. O Allah, it is from you and belongs to you. O Allah, accept this from me. What is said to ward off the deception of the obstinate shaitan?
أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات التي لا يجاوزهن بر ولا فاجر من شر ما خلق وبرأ وذرأ ومن شر ما ينزل من السماء ومن شر ما يعرج فيها ومن شر ما ذرأ في الأرض ومن شر ما يخرج منها ومن شر فتن الليل والنهار ومن شر كل طارق إلا طارقا يطرق بخير يا رحمن.
I take refuge within Allah's perfect words, which no righteous or unrighteous person can transgress, from all the evil that He has created, made, and originated. I take refuge from the evil that descends from the sky, and the evil that rises up to it. I take refuge from the evil that is spread on earth, and the evil that springs from it. And I take refuge from the evil of the tribulations of night and day, and the evil of one who visits at night, except the one who brings good, O Merciful One. Regarding seeking forgiveness and repentance, the Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, said, By Allah, I seek forgiveness and repent to Allah more than 70 times a day. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also said, O people, repent! Verily, I repent to Allah 100 times a day. He, may Allah exalt his mention, also said, Whoever says,
Astaghfirullah al-Azim al-Ladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-Hayy al-Qayyum wa atubu ilayh,
I seek Allah's forgiveness, besides whom none has the right to be worshipped except He, the ever-living, the self-subsisting and supporter of all, and I turn to Him in repentance. Allah would forgive him, even if he was one who fled during the advance of an army. The Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, said, The nearest the Lord comes to His servant is in the middle of the night. So if you are able to be of those who remember Allah at that time, then be so. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also said, The nearest a servant is to his Lord is when he is prostrating, so supplicate much therein. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also said, Verily my heart becomes preoccupied, and verily I seek Allah's forgiveness 100 times a day. Excellence of remembrance and glorification of Allah. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, said, Whoever says,
La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things omnipotent. 100 times during the day, has the reward of freeing 10 slaves, 100 good deeds are recorded for Him, and 100 bad deeds are wiped away, and He has gained refuge from the devil that day until evening, and none shall come with anything better except someone who has done more. Whoever says,
Subhanallah wa bihamdih,
how perfect Allah is, and I praise Him, 100 times during the day, his sins are wiped away, even if they are like the foam of the sea. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, said, Whoever says at morning and evening time,
Subhanallah wa bihamdih,
how perfect Allah is, and I praise Him, 100 times, none shall come on the day of resurrection with anything better, except someone who has said the same, or even more. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him, related that the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, said, Whoever says,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, without partner. To Him belongs all sovereignty and praise, and He is over all things omnipotent. 10 times is like one who has freed 4 souls from among the children of Ismail. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, There are 2 words which are light on the tongue, heavy on the scale, and beloved to the Most Gracious. They are
Subhanallah wa bihamdih, Subhanallah al-Azim.
How perfect Allah is, and I praise Him. And how perfect Allah is, the Supreme. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, saying,
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar.
How perfect Allah is, and all praise is for Allah. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and Allah is the greatest, is more beloved to me than everything the sun has risen over. Sa'ad radiallahu anhu said, We were sitting with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Are any of you unable to gain 1,000 good deeds each day? Somebody then asked him, How does one achieve 1,000 good deeds? He replied, He should say,
Subhanallah,
how perfect Allah is, 100 times. For 1,000 good deeds are recorded for him, or 1,000 bad deeds are wiped away. Abdullah ibn Qais, may Allah be pleased with him, related that the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, said to him, O Abdullah ibn Qais, shall I not inform you of a treasure from the treasures of paradise? He, may Allah exalt his mention, then said, Say,
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
There is no might nor power except with Allah. The most beloved words to Allah are 4 sayings.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illa Allah, wallahu akbar.
How perfect Allah is, all praise is for Allah, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and Allah is the greatest. It does not matter which of them you start with. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that a man came to the Messenger of Allah, may Allah exalt his mention, and said to him, "Teach me something which I should say." He, may Allah exalt his mention, said, "Say,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا سبحان الله رب العالمين لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العزيز الحكيم."
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without partner. Allah is most great, and much praise is for Allah. How perfect Allah is, Lord of the worlds. There is no might nor power except with Allah, the exalted in might, the wise. The man then said, "These are for my Lord, and what is for me?" He, may Allah exalt his mention, replied, "Say,
Allahumma khfirli, warhamni, wahdini, warzuqni.
O Allah, forgive me, have mercy upon me, guide me, and grant me sustenance." Tariq al-Ashja'i, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "When someone would embrace Islam, the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, would teach him how to perform prayer, and then order him to supplicate with the following words,
Allahumma ghafirli, warhamni, wahdini, wa'afini, warzuqni.
O Allah, forgive me, have mercy upon me, guide me, give me health, and grant me sustenance." Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu related that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Verily, the best supplication is
Alhamdulillah.
All praise is for Allah. And indeed, the best form of remembrance is
La ilaha illallah.
None has the right to be worshipped except Allah." The everlasting righteous deeds,
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
How perfect Allah is, and all praise is for Allah. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and Allah is the greatest. There is no might nor power except with Allah. Abdullah ibn Amr, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "I saw the Prophet, may Allah exalt his mention, make tasbih with his right hand." The meaning here of tasbih is to say,
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar.
How perfect Allah is, all praise is for Allah. Allah is the greatest. We ask Allah to accept this effort from us for His pleasure. To Him belongs all praise, and we ask Him to secure His Messenger Muhammad and mention him in the company of the angels closest to Allah. And we ask this also for the family of Muhammad, his companions, and the followers of his Sunnah till the day of recompense. Ameen.
For more information about Sound Knowledge audio publications, call toll-free 1-800-357-2160. From outside the U.S., call 703-914-8010. Sound Knowledge, bringing knowledge to your ears. All rights reserved.